I'm joined by the Guardian's Martin Chulov, who's in Aleppo. Martin, you were writing today that the rebels were expecting some major onslaught. What's the scene now?
Well, all last night we were bombed by a circling jet from about 1:30 to 4:30 this morning. The jet was attacking rebel reinforcements as they headed towards Aleppo. Tank fire was thundering into the city as well, and it was also hitting the road in which rebels were trying to reach the outer limits of the city. The regime invasion force hasn't made it into the centre of the city yet. However, it is continuing to move from the south and from the west, and we are expecting an imminent large showdown in Aleppo.
You were also writing about that the rebels had yet to sort of win over the local population. Tell me more about that.
Well, yesterday they were preparing letters which said, we are going to take control of civic services here. The civic services have broken down completely in Aleppo. Rubbish is teeming up on the streets, cars aren't moving, there isn't any electricity, most shops aren't opening, the bread queues are miles long. Rebels are trying to take control of the bread queues. They are trying to instill some confidence into the population that they have their interests at heart. They were prepared flyers, which they sent around in the name of their unit, certainly in northern Aleppo yesterday, saying, we want like-minded people to join us and to help us with this civic effort. We will make sure that the community continues to function. So they know very well that they need to do something to win the hearts and minds of the populace. 3 weeks ago, Aleppo was a functioning city. It had 24 hours electricity, it had water. The garbage was being collected. Now none of that.
And talk to me about the regime's tactics. Are they still sort of basically hitting rebel positions from outside, not sending in troops?
There certainly are troops in the centre of Aleppo, and they are fighting hard for some of the key districts, particularly the government administrative district, where a couple of the feared intelligence headquarters are located, along with the presidential palace in Aleppo and some other important buildings to the regime. There is also some fighting around the citadel, the ancient citadel in the heart of the city, one of the landmarks of Aleppo. There's been a lot of gunfire there. So the regime troops are inside. The Shabiha militias are helping them. They continue to control much of the west of the city, although the rebels have gained a foothold in much of the east and are pushing towards the centre.
Any sort of estimation of how much, what percentage the rebels control of the city?
I think it's a fair assessment to say at this point that the rebels control around about 60% of the city. However, that is illusory in the sense that they aren't able to secure their gains necessarily. When regime forces attack them, they scatter pretty quickly. And if as expected, the regime revolutionary guards push into Aleppo, it's going to be very difficult to see how the opposition forces can hold the areas which they now ostensibly control.
The government was talking about terrorists again in Aleppo being aided by mercenary fighters from Turkey, Gulf states, even Afghanistan. Any sign of that?
None whatsoever at this point. Certainly not in the city itself. There are some foreign fighters in the province, certainly closer to the Turkish borders. They are being treated very warily by the Free Syria Army units who are pushing into the city itself. I ask all the time, and I look all the time for any signs of these foreign fighters in the city, and we haven't seen any yet, but all the units we are speaking to say that they have been approached in recent days or weeks by foreign groups looking to help them.
And any more sort of update on what kind of weapons the rebels are using? You talked a bit about, one was quoted as saying that they had surface-to-air missiles. Do they have tanks? Do they have surface-to-air missiles?
Yes, they do. They have received a transfer of around about 20 quite primitive surface-to-air missiles, but certainly valuable additions to their arsenal nonetheless. They have captured up to 8 to 9 tanks, which they are using in battle. They did use them to attack an airfield north of Aleppo last week. We saw a couple of captured tanks yesterday in Aleppo itself. They're being shrouded in blankets and saved for a day, which is surely imminent when the regime forces do arrive. They are capturing large amounts of weapons and ammunition from regime forces in the battle for Salah ad-Din in the southwest of the city, and in some clashes in the centre of the city as well. So their arsenals have swelled in recent days, but primarily from things they have captured rather than weapons that have been smuggled to them.
What about civilians? Are they still held out in mosques, schools, universities? Or are they fleeing the city?
Yeah, there weren't too many civilians at all in Aleppo that we could see, certainly not in the east of the capital. Perhaps there were some bunkered down, but in Salah ad-Din district, where we were on Saturday night, we didn't find a civilian at all. In the northeast of the city, people continued to flee. They are limited in their capacity to do so by the fact that virtually no cars have petrol in them anymore, and any petrol that is available is $4 a litre, and most of it's mixed very poorly, and that's clogging fuel filters. So we constantly see people pushing their cars along highways to get out of the city. It's quite a miserable, bleak scene with daytime temperatures rising to 40 degrees and most people fasting, pushing cars along highways.
It took the government only a week to rout Damascus of rebels after the assassinations in the capital. Has it surprised you how long rebels have held on in Aleppo?
It has, and it's also surprised me how much ground they've been able to control for now. I wasn't expecting to see large parts of the capital littered with rebel checkpoints and residents deferring to, you know, handing over passports and checkpoints in order to pass on through. So it's clear that the rebel forces have put more effort into consolidating the city than they did into consolidating their gains in Damascus. There are around 6,000 rebels on ground here, and numbers continue to flow in as they prepare to meet the regime advance. So they are going to fight to the death. They do realise that this is an extremely pivotal battle in the whole Syrian uprising, and it could make or break their cause.
You say fight to the death. In other places, notably Homs, and some suburbs of Damascus, they fled before facing the onslaught. You think they're going to hang on this time?
I think they are. The stakes are high, and they know that they pushed a long way this time. And if they did leg it this time round, I think it would be fair to say that it would be very, very, very difficult for them to find a way back to any sort of prominence in this uprising. Aleppo is a make or break battle for them, as I said earlier. I don't think they can afford to cut and run this time.
Okay, Martin. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.